Thanksgiving isn't just about food, it's about connection. Last week, we practiced noticing the good things. This week, we're talking about sharing it. When families take time to express gratitude out loud, it deepens the relationships and turns appreciation into action. Today, we'll talk about how to keep that gratitude practice alive through conversation, traditions, and connecting at the table and beyond. Welcome to CARED Conversations for Sports Families. I'm your host, Valerie Alston, here to help parents and young athletes spark meaningful dialogue about mental toughness, resilience, and confidence. Whether you're headed to practice, a game, or just running errands around town, this podcast is your go-to for building stronger relationships and lifelong skills, one CARED at a time. Let's dive in. All right, y'all. Happy Thanksgiving week. This is getting released on Monday, so you've got a few days left. I hope you got all your shopping done. Maybe you've got your plans, some prep meal prep going. I know I'm excited because my family is showing up. I'm hosting Thanksgiving for my family this year. Ever since I moved back from Germany, that's kind of been my thing. So I'm going to have my parents in town, my brother and his kiddos, my in-laws, my sister-in-law's parents. So we got a whole shebang of people showing up and some dogs thrown into the mix. So I'm super excited because I'm going to have a v house bursting at the seams with family. And so I hope you have wonderful plans for Thanksgiving that you're excited about. Maybe you're going somewhere that you're less excited about, which is even more reason to practice your gratitude as we discussed last week. So I want to just give you an opportunity to reflect on. Hopefully, you listened to last week's episode and actually practiced the three good things exercise. If you have not yet listened to that episode, go back and listen to it. It's fairly short, about 20 minutes. You learn a little bit about the science of the three good things exercise and building gratitude. But more importantly, for this week, what I'd love to hear from you all or ask you to reflect on is by taking the time for 7 days to deliberately look for good things in your life and reflect on them. How did it change your mood? Maybe your motivation or even your interactions with the people in your life. So maybe, for example, an athlete who realized that your mom's car rides to practice are something that you're grateful for because it would be very difficult for you under the age of 16 to get anywhere without your parents driving you around or a friend of a family or maybe an older sibling. Okay. And it's pretty darn nice to not have to walk long distances. All right. So I encourage you to just reflect on that. What have you noticed? I know for me, again, I mentioned this last week, but I've been working for the Army for a little over 18 years now. And for a good chunk of that time, I spent probably 8 to 10 weeks a year running 2 week courses for Army soldiers all about resilience. Right? It's a train the trainer course where we taught leaders how to build resilience, how to be a more resilient leader. And one of the main skills of that program that we taught was this three good things exercise. Of course, we called it something different. We called it Hunt the Good Stuff. But part of the course, the soldiers were required, the leaders were required to hunt the good stuff. And we had a journal and it was homework. So we checked their journal every morning. But more importantly, we talked about it every morning. And so part of the first 10 minutes of every class is we had the soldiers turn to a partner next to them and actually share their good things. And what I noticed, one, just observing them over the years, over the last 16 or so years since I've been part of these courses, and from things that they've said to me, I paid attention to. One, the soldiers in these classes built bonds. Right? Because they were sharing so much about themselves and their lives, many of them got very close and have stayed friends. I can tell you from my own experience, before I became an instructor of the course, I had to go through it myself. And I still have friends to this day that I met in that course in December of 2009 that I talk to regularly because we were sharing our good things, we were talking about our lives, and we connected at such a deep level that, we built relationships that are going to last a lifetime. Now, that I saw that happening almost every 2 week course that I did. There was at least one or two people For each individual person in the course, there was always somebody that they got really close to. It was usually the person's to the right or to the left because they shared so much with each other. But the act of sharing that good stuff and having conversation and hearing the other person's good stuff, it builds a connection. It builds a relationship. It helps connect with other people. Now, the other thing that I noticed is that initially, a lot of the soldiers, I would have usually ask five people or so each morning to, after they shared with a partner, to share with the big group. And what I noticed almost every course was that the first couple of days, the stuff that they were sharing tended to be pretty surface level. Oh, I got to go home early today, or I was able, lunch is longer than normal, I was able to get a good meal. And I wouldn't say that those are inconsequential things, especially in the life of a soldier. Those things can be actually pretty important. But it started moving almost always in that second week of the course. I started hearing things like, man, I reached out to a friend of mine that I haven't talked to in forever, and we sat and we talked for 30 minutes and we had this great conversation. Or I was able to just be with my kids after school yesterday, and I just decided to sit and be present with them and have fun and played Legos. Like the things they started talking about in that second week tended to be much more deep and meaningful than the more surface level things like I got out of class early or I got a good parking spot. And so what that tells me anecdotally, and I'm sure it's backed up by research, is that the more you practice gratitude, the deeper the practice becomes. The things that you focus on tend to shift. And not that they don't also notice the surface things, they usually have those too, but they're able to more deeply appreciate the more meaningful things in their life, and they started to reflect on them, and it became more prevalent in their life. And because they were noticing them, they started to deliberately look for more opportunities to have those good moments. And again, I started teaching it in 2010 when we just recently stopped in June of 2025. Now that's almost 15 years of observing that same pattern in people. And so it by practicing three good things, it helps you lead to more experiences and be better at reflecting on those more meaningful experiences and noticing them in the first place. The other thing I noticed is every morning when we did that, the mood, it just changed, it set the tone for the day. I know most of you probably don't know the life of the soldier all that much, but it's pretty hectic, it's pretty busy. They almost every morning they have to go do physical training. It's harried, there's long nights, a lot of tough hours spent. And not that they're always doing very difficult things, but there's a lot of demands, especially where I live now at Fort Bragg. The world events is what they are. My soldiers are often really preparing for some real stuff. And what I noticed is that in those 10 minutes every morning, the mood just lightened. People became more animated, like literally the volume in the room went up, like people were talking and laughing and joking, and it literally changed the atmosphere of the course every morning when we did this exercise. And so, yes, there's research that says when you express your gratitude, it boosts oxytocin and it strengthens bonds, okay? But it also, because you're taking the opportunity to reflect and be in gratitude, you just experience more positive emotions. And we know when it comes to mental health and wellness, right? Experiencing more positive emotions is a good thing, okay? And so the science of sharing that gratitude, not just doing it for yourself, but sharing it with other people, gives an opportunity for to say thank you, which turns this private appreciation into a connection with somebody else. But it also opens up the ability to connect with other people and build stronger relationships. In fact, there's a whole other skill that we used to teach called active constructive responding that when somebody shares good news, maybe I'll d talk about that one more fully in maybe another episode here, but when you share your good stuff with somebody else and they take an opportunity to actually sit there and be present with you and ask questions about it, it deepens that connection and that relationship. Okay. And so I want to take that opportunity and make sure that you all are intentionally doing this during Thanksgiving. And so there's a couple opportunities here starting this week of Thanksgiving to intentionally evoke, I guess, to prompt gratitude conversations with your family or whoever it is, your chosen family, friends, whoever it is, you're eating with on Thanksgiving. Okay. I know not everybody gets to be with their family of origin, but typically you get to be with somebody that you care about, right? So here's what I would recommend: a couple opportunities is maybe discuss and share your favorite traditions or stories from past Thanksgivings. Again, depending on your traditions and where you're from, maybe that's it's a full day spent cooking, maybe it's watching football together, maybe it's playing sports outside. It probably depends on where you live and what kind of climate you have, but like, what are your some of your favorite memories from Thanksgivings past that you can share and get everybody who's with you as you're at Thanksgiving to talk about? Okay. Maybe even discuss people who've made a difference for you in your life. Maybe that's a teammate, a teacher, a friend, a coworker, but bring it up at the dinner table. Be part of your Thanksgiving before you start stuffing your faces. Do that too, because that's why not. But at the dinner table or at wherever you're eating, is maybe encourage everybody to go around and thank someone who's helped them this year, whether they're in the room or not. Okay. So try to think about like purposefully generating conversation at during Thanksgiving while you're eating that generates gratitude and actually gets people talking about fun and enjoyable stuff. Okay. And then the other thing I would suggest is that maybe thinking about as a family or a friend group, whoever it is that you're eating with, how could you keep gratitude going beyond the holiday of Thanksgiving? Obviously, for most of us, it's an obvious time of year to be grateful and to think through what good is in my life. But once a year is not in the scheme of mental health and wellness and resilience is not good enough. Okay, this needs to be a practice, something that you do regularly and often. And so think about maybe you're brainstorming with the people that you eat with, your family, your friends, whomever. Maybe you can create a new family ritual, whether that's a gratitude jar if you're all cohabitating and you're in the same place. Maybe it's a group family text that becomes you share your good stuff in the group text once a day or maybe once a week. Maybe it's a Sunday good news recap that you do as a family, whether on FaceTime or together in one room, maybe at the dinner table, something along those lines. But get creative. Come up with what is something that feels right for your family or your group of friends that would enable you to continue practicing this three good things exercise or just gratitude in general moving forward. Okay. Because gratitude actually sustains motivation and perspective all year long. Okay. When you practice it and you take the time to be grateful, to focus on things, to pay attention to the things that are good, successes that you've had, right? That helps you remember to be confident and to be motivated. I am successful. I am doing things. And maybe I'm not where I want to be ultimately, like your bigger goals, and you're not there yet. You've still made progress, right? Perspective-wise, gratitude really helps us again balance out that negativity bias. It helps us remember and notice a life worth living, right? When you can see the reasons you have to get up in the morning, when you can see the friendships that you have, and you can see the good experiences that you're having. And yes, it might be mixed in with some crappy stuff too, but being able to notice and see those good things too enables that perspective of optimism, of hope, and hardiness that this too shall pass. So even if you are going through a tough time, there's an opportunity, there's still good on the horizon. Okay. So keep thinking about that and brainstorming of how you can build a practice, maybe with your friends and family, outside of just the one day a year where we stuff our faces with turkey. Okay. So I want to dive into our conversation props here in a second, but I want to kindly ask that if you are enjoying car ride conversations for sports families, I would be very grateful if you could take a moment to either leave a review. Again, leaving a review helps the show up in more search engines, as well as if you're not comfortable leaving a review, maybe just share this episode with someone. There's a whoever you're listening to it, there's a share button somewhere and share it, send it to a family member, send it to a teammate, help them benefit from this conversation around gratitude. All right. I would greatly appreciate your support in doing that. All right, y'all, let's dive into our conversation. So, as a quick reminder of the rules, there are no wrong answers to the questions that we're asking. Take turns talking and listening. Try to minimize your distractions as best you can. And remember that you can pause after each individual question and discuss it, or just listen to all of the questions and talk about whatever you find interesting. All right, let's dive into our first question. What is something you noticed or learned from doing the gratitude practice last week? What'd you learn? What's something that you noticed about yourself, or maybe about the quality and quantity of the things you came up with? What did you notice? Our next question, who is somebody that you want to thank in person this week, and how could you do it? So hopefully you're listening to this episode before Thanksgiving, but maybe not, I don't know, hopefully. But who is somebody that you want to deliberately thank that you're going to be in their physical presence this week? And how might you do it? You want to write a letter? You want to say it out loud? You want to give them a big old hug? What does that look like for you? Okay. Our next question, what is one Thanksgiving tradition or moment that makes you feel most grateful? I know for me, as I mentioned, I get to host for my family very often, and we are very much card players in the sense we've got a couple games that we like to play. The big one is Skyjo, but I love having these big, like, epic Skyjo tournaments in our family. So those are always pretty entertaining. All right, final question. How can you keep the gratitude part of your family routine after the holiday of Thanksgiving? Okay, brainstorm that. What do you think? What's right for your family or your group of friends? What do you think this could look like in a meaningful way? All right, y'all, remember to keep those conversations rolling and let's make those car rides count. Thank you so much for joining me on Car Ride Conversations for Sports Families. If you love this week's reflection, keep it going. Right, there's an opportunity to start the 30-day gratitude challenge inside the Toughness Trainer app. There is a link in the show notes, but you can also just go straight to your app store and download Toughness Trainer. You'll see a little head silhouette with a dumbbell in it and download it. Okay, it's free to download. Start set up a free profile and you can get access to the 30-day gratitude challenge now. And again, it's just daily prompts and opportunities to train your brain to focus on gratitude, okay? So that's in there. Give it a shot. If you're looking for more weekly tips and mindset shifts and conversations that help you and your athlete in general stay more confident, calm, and clutch, consider joining my newsletter at www.confidentcalmclutch.com/newsletter. And as always, if you have suggestions for me for new topics that you would like to hear me talk about on this show, please consider sharing your idea with me. And you can do that by the link in the show notes. You send me a message directly, or you can find me on Facebook and Instagram at VAlstonCoaching, and you can DM me there. All right, y'all. I hope you have a wonderful holiday. Enjoy stuffing your face with whatever food you have. I know I'm putting on my stretchy pants so I can eat all the things. I wish you the best. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. We will see you next week.